Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. Roman Storm, co-founder of Tornado Cash, received a mixed verdict in his trial. Although the jury convicted him for operating an unlicensed money transmitting business, they remained deadlocked on charges of money laundering and sanctions violations. Prosecutors argued that his tool facilitated laundering over $1 billion, while his defense maintained the software was intended to protect financial privacy. Storm has vowed to appeal, and federal officials are considering whether to retry the unresolved charges. Ripple's chief technology officer, David Schwartz, clarified that Ripple controls only about 1% of the XRP ledger's validators. He emphasized that the network's decentralized architecture requires an 80% consensus for any changes in transaction processing. With 186 validators active on the XRP ledger compared to tens of thousands of Bitcoin nodes globally, this structure ensures that no single entity can exercise undue influence, reinforcing the foundational principle of decentralization. On the regulatory front, President Donald Trump is set to sign an executive order on August 7th that will allow alternative assets, cryptocurrencies, private equity, and real estate to be included in 401k retirement plans. The order directs the U.S. Secretary of Labor to review fiduciary guidelines under the Employee Retirement Income Security Act of 1974. Given that Americans currently hold approximately $8.7 trillion in 401k assets, this policy change could open significant new investment channels for digital assets. Meanwhile, Alex Thorne, head of research at Galaxy Digital, sharply criticized Ethereum Layer 2 networks as ETH extractive. He noted that while these networks earn between $100,000 and $400,000 daily in user fees, only a modest sum, around $3 million over the past 180 days, flows back to the Ethereum mainnet. This fee retention imbalance has sparked concerns over how effectively Layer 2 solutions are supporting Ethereum's overall economic health. In the broader macro landscape, President Trump's new tariffs targeting over 90 countries have introduced fresh trade uncertainties. Though initial market reactions saw dips in Bitcoin and Ethereum prices, the market has stabilized, with Bitcoin trading above $116,000 and Ethereum near $3,818. Such external pressures underscore the intricate balance between global economic policy and crypto market dynamics. Additionally, Apple has ramped up its US manufacturing commitment by adding $100 billion to its previous pledge, bringing its total investment to $600 billion over 4 years. This initiative includes building advanced AI server facilities and creating 450,000 jobs, highlighting the convergence of mainstream technology with crypto innovation. Concurrently, Trump Media is testing its AI-powered truth search tool to bolster access to information on its platform. Amid these rapid shifts, the market's recovery and strategic pivots feel a bit like discovering a hidden bonus level in a beloved 90s arcade game. Unexpected, yet thrilling for those ready to hit start again. Overall, today's updates reveal a dynamic interplay of legal battles, regulatory reforms, and technological breakthroughs that are reshaping the digital asset landscape. Investors and enthusiasts should remain vigilant as every development presents both risks and new opportunities. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.